Officially, we're not in recession anymore. The economy is growing, if somewhat slowly. This does not mean that we're in the midst of prosperity, though. It's been 7 years since the gathering storm of the Great Recession became apparent, and many of its effects are still being felt. Like people living in homes where their mortgage loan is more than the house is currently worth. They're underwater. That can lead to foreclosure if the payments are not made. And the state of Oregon just expanded a program to help people stay in their homes. From NeighborWorks Umpqua, we can talk to Olympia Church, who is the Home Ownership Center Manager. Olympia, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Tell us first, if you would, what NeighborWorks Umpqua is all about.
So NeighborWorks Umpqua, we are a local private nonprofit, and we have several programs that deal with homeownership, economic development, and affordable housing. So we do multifamily projects. We help families get into their first home or stay out of foreclosure. And we also have a unique program that's a match savings program called Dream Saver. So we're all about making our communities better.
And is this the communities you talk about are primarily in Douglas County?
Yes, we serve Douglas, Coos, and Curry counties.
All right. So the program we're talking about here is the Rebuilding American Homeownership Assistance Pilot Program. Is that right?
So I believe we're talking a lot about the foreclosure avoidance, mm-hmm. New law, the foreclosure avoidance law. But I can speak to any of those topics, so whatever you like.
All right. Well, over the course of the last few years, then, and I guess the recession again began to become apparent in its approach in 2007. Now, so we're 7 years into this, and it became clear pretty early on that foreclosure was going to be a big feature of this recession.
Yes.
Has it been somewhat more pronounced then in Douglas, Curry, and Coos counties, given the overall state of the economy tends to run with somewhat higher unemployment than the rest of the state of Oregon, for example?
Yes, we are typically, I think right now, we're probably about 17%, I think it's 10% or 12%, but the actual numbers are about 17% of unemployment, so we're higher than the typical average, and everything does hit us a little bit harder here. And recovery is also a difficult thing also in our area. So, yes, when you're talking about people being underwater, being able to refinance their home to get a better affordable payment is a challenge when the values are not where they were or they're slowly creeping back up. And so there is this new program that does allow homeowners to be able to refinance given the negative equity situation.
So home values generally, though, I'm kind of curious to know what had happened with the housing bubble itself. I mean, given that these are Coos, Curry, and Douglas counties, not places that are major metro areas, not very much on the beaten path, with the exception, obviously, of Roseburg and the communities along I-5 itself. Had the property values gotten terribly high in any of those counties?
You know, for the area, it did. We did have a big boom right around 2008 where that was the peak. And, you know, our area is appealing to some people because of the beauty here. There are lots of great access to the natural landscape and good wine country. And so there are things, even though it's rural, that draw people to the area. And at the time, as the boom was happening, the values were lower than some of the metropolitan areas like Portland or Eugene area. And so from a price perspective, it was actually very appealing. And so, you know, as people, the demand goes up, the prices go up. And so you do have an inflation in property values. And so then, of course, the bubble bursts, and here we are with you know a lagging economy and values that are down.
So, all right. Yeah, it becomes clear now that what you're talking about is a situation where people have X amount of dollars to spend and don't particularly – they're not terribly choosy about where they live. So that amount of dollars could buy you a tiny place in Lake Oswego, for example, but a tremendous place in Roseburg.
Yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's
so,
a really beautiful area, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But both places quite beautiful. In the case of foreclosure programs, I mean, do you have a figure on approximately how many people have been foreclosed since the bubble burst and how many people are still kind of hanging on?
You know, I don't have any exact numbers because foreclosure is a long process of how many complete foreclosures. So, you know, we personally helped easily over 1,000 families in our area go through some phase of foreclosure prevention. So that's kind of our test of kind of where things are going. So we've met and helped with at some stage of the game over 1,000 people, and that number keeps going up. So in terms of a population comparison, Douglas County only has about 100,000 people total. So that's a lot of families that are being affected.
And so were most of them in Douglas County, or were they fairly evenly distributed between Douglas, Coos, and Curry?
So the most of our volume comes from Douglas County, but we have a whole office in North Bend, and we have a fair share that are coming from that area.
All right, from the Coos Bay, North Bend area then.
Yes.
When people hear about foreclosure programs, I guess some you could understand them being somewhat surprised that we're still talking about foreclosure situations this long after the economy allegedly turned around.
Yes. It is surprising. Everyone seems to think that it's going to go away. But I think that until the locales that were hardest hit, who have, you know, ongoing issues with employment, until those things sort of pick up, we're going to see people, you know, reaching out for these resources. And thank goodness that there are more options than there were available in 2007, 2008, because there was nothing available for homeowners to even assess their situation. So now we have some really great infrastructure so that hopefully if the economy goes down again, we don't have this big ripple effect with the foreclosure crisis.
You said there was nothing to assess the situation when things first began to hit. Was there a bit of a slow response then in identifying programs that could help people avoid foreclosure?
So I would say that, one, on the bank side, there really wasn't any infrastructure for them to deal with multiple cases being, you know, people asking for assistance or review. There really was very little infrastructure. The nonprofit community that stepped up to, you know, engage with homeowners and help them review their process, they actually were working pretty quickly once it was identified what was needed. So I would say I came on to foreclosure counseling back in 08, and so within like 2 or 3 months, we were helping people and figuring out what's to be done. But it did take time for a process to get into place at the bank level, for programs from that might have been sponsored by Treasury, for them to roll out, to make it home affordable. That took time to roll out. And so now we have a sort of a suite of things that people can look at as an alternative to actual final foreclosure.
Olympia Church is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She is with the group NeighborWorks Umpqua. She's the Homeownership Center Manager, and we're talking about foreclosure avoidance programs in the state of Oregon, including one that's just been expanded to go statewide, expanded from the Portland metro area. Phone numbers here on the Exchange, if you have questions or comments, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. What you were saying a moment ago makes a certain amount of sense, that there probably were so many foreclosures or so many people underwater in their loans all at once that banks were not in a position to really deal with this. They just didn't have the staff to handle it. So nonprofits ended up picking up a bunch of the slack.
Yes. And the fact that you needed to be able to tell someone whether or not you could qualify for something, or if you had a hardship that made sense, or there are a lot of factors when you, as a counselor, that you talk to the homeowner on getting them to understand their situation, what options are available, and there's some issues where a person maybe they have income, maybe they had a slight reduction in income, but they're able to, you know, change their budget around and make that mortgage payment work, but yet they're still faced with the fact that their investments has depreciated, and you know the rates are down, and they could possibly refinance and make that payment more affordable, but they're not able to. And so the program that the RAHOP program is available now, it can help address those issues. It's very similar to the Home Affordable Refinance Program, but that was only limited to people whose loans were owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And there's a whole market of people who, fit the circumstances but didn't have their loans owned by either of those two entities, so they weren't eligible. So this is a program that is very similar to that, but allows the families to access the lower rates and get a more affordable payment so that they can weather any future financial storms a little bit better.
All right, so you just mentioned the RAHOP program, the Rebuilding American Homeownership Assistance Pilot Program. That is quite a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
And then you just mentioned HARP, but you can forgive people for losing track of the number of programs that have come and gone. HARP and HAMP, I mean, you just mentioned HARP.
My apologies. Yes, that's the Home Affordable Refinance Program.
But the point being that it's not about acronyms. It's simply that there seem to have been several waves of programs that have been out there to help people. And I suppose I can't blame people for being surprised that we're still talking about the possibility of foreclosure this long after the heart of the recession, or the eye of the storm, I guess you could call it, passed over us.
Yeah, I would say that part of that is because of matching up a person's circumstances to a particular program, and then their mortgage servicer being a participant of a particular program. So even though you might have someone, you know, your next door neighbor might have this very similar situation, and then you see them get some success with a certain program. When you get reviewed for, you know, the same thing, there might be a technicality or a small thing that's different, that's meaningful, that would change what item would be most appropriate, what tool would be most appropriate for you. So there are a lot of things, but, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Even if you say I qualify for a modification of your loan terms, that still is, you know, there's more than one type of modification out there. So, you know, your counselor would be able to assist you in, you know, reviewing what would work. And so that's why there's so many options right now, and there is much more than there used to be. But everyone's situation is a little bit unique. We're all our own unique flower. So, you know, what might work for someone might not work for you.
So specifically the RAHOP program that we're talking about, this has just been expanded outside the Portland metro area by Oregon Housing and Community Services. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's available, obviously, in your neck of the woods for NeighborWorks, Umpqua, Coos Kerry, Douglas counties, and available in all 36 counties in the state of Oregon. Who are the people who are eligible, and what kind of help can they get?
So it would be, you know, obviously homeowners that they would have to be able to make a mortgage payment, so they would have to have income. They would have to have, property secured by real property. And it's generally basically just like a refinance that they would go to a bank for. But because of the unique terms of it, and that they're looking that they could be underwater, then it's slightly different. So it's not really a harder process. It's just easier terms.
And who do they go to apply? Do they have to go to a community organization like NeighborWorks Umpqua to get into it?
Well, no. They would go directly through to OHCS, Oregon Housing and Community Services. They have a separate entity that's handling these type of programs, and it's called OHSI, Oregon Housing Stabilization Initiative. And their website is the starting point for this program. And may I share that website?
Please.
It's OregonHomeownerHelp.org. Let me make sure OregonHomeownerHelp.org or .com, both works. And there'll be a tab for the RAHOP program, and they will be connected with the approved lender that's going to assist with this program.
And it's Oregon Homeownership Help?
OregonHomeownerHelp.org.
Okay, I'm going to try that while we're talking here. So they will find, you mentioned a tab for RAHOP, but there are other programs potentially available to them?
Yeah, so the OHSI program, they have they have two programs open right now. They have the Home Rescue Program, and they have the RAHOP program. The RAHOP program is for someone who is not directly in threat of foreclosure. They want a lower payment because they want to be able to refinance. The Home Rescue Program is for someone who is really, like, in need, and it's a program that can allow the state to pay 12 payments of their mortgage payment going forward so that they can, you know, have time to find a new job without having to worry about, oh, I can't make my payment, and now I'm out of my house. So it's separate. It's for two different groups, but definitely it covers a large part of who is going to be needing help within the communities of Oregon.
Okay, OregonHomeownerHelp.org. I'm looking at it right now, and there are several different tabs there and several different programs available. How did the RAHOP program get extended? Was that federal money? Was it state money? Some combination thereof?
You know, it was Senator Merkley's idea and project, and basically it's through the Hardest Hit Fund program. That is money from Treasury that was received to Oregon because we had some of the highest unemployment in the nation. And one of the ways that it was used, you know, the ideas for use was to be able to have this sort of refinance program that's available. And they wanted to test it out in a smaller area to see if it could, you know, have legs. And it was successful. So now we're able to give it out to the rest of the remaining communities.
I was looking for a phone number in case people don't have online access, and I do see one here, though, but it is a Salem area number, or it's a Salem number, but that will
yeah.
It'll cost you a toll call, perhaps, but it's 503-986-2025. And so there are a bunch of options out there, it sounds like, for people who are underwater in their homes, think they might be facing foreclosure, trying to refinance. Has the refinance process got a little more difficult because I see that mortgage rates are climbing a bit?
In terms of someone who is underwater or in terms of just in general?
Yeah, just in general, trying to refinance.
I would say that, that makes the interest rates going up, it makes a difference. But really, if someone has the income and they have the equity, the refinance process is no more difficult than it was before, but they have to have that equity. And that's the part that is challenging. It's qualifying on that equity portion. And so a program like RAHOP is helpful because it helps address some of that.
All right, and when you say equity, I mean, do they need to have a certain percentage of the place paid off, or a certain percentage of the mortgage value paid off?
In short, yes. So some of the, depending upon what product you're looking to refinance with, they'll have percentages of how much loan to value you have to have in order to qualify for that. And a lot of times you need to have at least 20% paid off, or you need to have 15% paid off before you can refinance. So those things cause issues with a person's deal if they don't have that sufficient amount of equity.
All right, lots of programs out there available. RAHOP is just one of them. And you can find this at OregonHomeownerHelp.org or 503-986-2025. Olympia Church at NeighborWorks Umpqua. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening.